All the Hidden Monsters. All the Hidden Monsters, Book 1. Written by Amy Jordan and read by Kate Dobson. The stench of blood was so strong, Sage thought she might be sick, or pass out, or maybe both. And then Lucy's apartment door had flown open, and a tall young man, dark coat unbuttoned over a grey t-shirt and jeans, not a man, a warlock, and absolutely not the friend she'd come to visit, was glaring down at her. "I'm looking for..." Her voice trailed off. Lucy, the first friend she'd made when she'd arrived in Downside. 8 years old and newly orphaned in the werewolf attack that had killed her parents and little brother. Lucy, who had heard her crying and crept into her room and answered all her questions about this insane new reality she'd been thrown into. Lucy, who had run from Downside the morning of her 18th birthday and never been back. Lucy, who had pushed her to turn up unannounced to demand why her old friend kept cancelling plans and seemed to be cutting her off. Lucy. Oh God, the blood. Salt and iron, pine-laced. Absolutely, definitely, 100% werewolf blood. She could taste it. So warm and fresh and tangy that involuntary bile started to rise up her throat. She looked back down the corridor, but nothing. Of course, nobody else could smell it. The rest of the apartments were inhabited by plain humans with muted senses and no idea of what lay behind this door. "I can smell blood," she managed to choke out, her heartbeat thrumming in her ears. "Obviously," he sniffed pointedly, scenting her and marking her as a werewolf too. "You knew her?" "Knew who?" "Lucy." "Knew." The breath left her body in one quick whoosh as the word washed over her. She felt something in her hair before she realised it was her own hands pushing the wisps from her face, tightening her bobble, anything other than acknowledge the truth. Another person she cared about was dead. The faces of her lifeless parents flash again. Her little brother's hand reaches out across the sleeping bag, the sound of final rasping breaths. The magnolia walls and identical wooden doors started to sway. She looked up at him again, took in his bright blue-green eyes, his hair, half black, half white, and grey flecks in between, as if he'd started the ageing process far too early. He must have been sent by the Arcanum to the scene of a supernatural crime. Scene of a crime? Lucy. She almost laughed out loud. Delirious, hysterical, denial-filled laughter. Lucy couldn't be dead. She couldn't be. Suddenly, she was barging past him and into the apartment. She'd only been there once before, but it was as she remembered it. A white corridor with a few framed pieces of artwork and some hooks for coats. She barely noticed any of it, her sights fixed on the living room door ahead.
"I wouldn't do that if I were you."
She pushed open the door and stared at the body on the floor. For a moment, her brain simply had nothing to say. Completely blank, unable to compute, the hair stood up on the back of her arms, pressing against the inside.